This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good morning, people settling in. Very busy day for a lot of families. Pittsburgh Public Schools back in action today, joining host of other schools who started on different days last week, and also welcoming back Central Valley, Chartiers Valley, Derry area, Hopewell area, and Stowe Rocks too. And every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour, we check in with Lenny McAllister, who's, I'd say, your first and foremost hat you wear is in education.
Yes, very much so. Watching all these kids go back to school around the country. Some of them in some of the states that I work in have been back in school for about 2 to 3 weeks. And then, of course, here in Western Pennsylvania, the tradition is right around Labor Day, that week before Labor Day, to kind of get the kiddos back in the classrooms and get it going.
Lenny McAllister. So, Lenny, explain what you do in that world.
I do everything from look at legislation that can allow families to find different type of resources, find different type of schools, make sure that their kids get the most amount of academic and scholastic support possible. In some instances, I've helped create schools. In other instances, I've helped create laws to make sure that kids that want to find different type of options are able to do so.
And how long have you been doing this?
With this company, over 3 years. In my career, well over 15 years.
And then the political side, how did you get involved in politics?
I got involved in politics initially because I was involved in community activism. And that was actually here at the Hill House Association many, many years ago. I was involved with a program called the Young Fathers Association. And I realized very quickly as being involved with the Hill House Association that you can change the hearts and minds as much as you want, but if you don't change the policies that impact those hearts and minds, you're not going to get but so far. So I started moving my activism from working with people in the streets, in the communities, in the homes, to working with people in the House, and in the Senate, and in City Hall.
And that said, here you are.
Here I am.
Talking about the political activities of the day, which first and foremost center around what's going on in our nation's capital when it comes to law enforcement. So describe exactly where we stand right now when it comes to National Guard troops in the streets of Washington, D.C.
Well, I think we're at a very dangerous point. I apologize for being grave so early in the morning, but I think if we're going to have morning again in America, we're going to have to start waking up to some realities. And the reality is this, the President of the United States has the title of Chief Law Enforcement Officer. But when it comes to municipal activities, that is not his purview. The bottom line is, when you look at the states that we're talking about sending troops from to Washington, D.C., you know, if we're talking about a national emergency of crime, we've had a national emergency of fentanyl and drug overdoses in rural America for the last 15 years. Are we going to federalize troops in Washington County and Butler County? Probably not. Are we going to federalize troops in West Virginia, in rural Mississippi, where troops have come from, in rural Tennessee, where troops have come from? Are we going to federalize troops in a red state to take care of the violence in Memphis, Tennessee? I don't hear anybody talking about that, but I do hear them talking about Baltimore with a guy that's going to possibly run for the presidency in Westmore in Maryland. And I do hear us talking about Chicago, which has been the inner city violence boogeyman for the last 20 years, ever since Barack Obama was president. There seems to be the stench of wickedness and hypocrisy when it comes to how people want to adjudicate the Constitution. The same people that were talking about states' rights in regards to getting rid of the Department of Education for the 10th Amendment, states' rights, are also completely eschewing the state rights issue when it comes to citizens in these states. The same people that say they believe in the patriotism in the Constitution or ignoring the Constitution in the First Amendment when it comes to freedom of assembling, the Fourth Amendment when it comes to illegal cease and seizure, the 14th Amendment when it comes to due process, and then the aforementioned 10th Amendment. We're at a crossroads where we're going to have to choose, do we want to have a constitutional democratic republic, or do we want one person dictating so many different policies from how we cross the street and jaywalk all the way up to geopolitics and geoeconomics? Because that's where we are right now in 2025.
There are some people, I would imagine, who are the victims of these kinds of crime-ridden communities that are part of them saying, fine, bring it in if it actually stops the violence. But what happens when the troops leave, and can they be kept there forever? And the answer is no.
That's not the question. The question, I mean, that's the 20% out of the 80% of Washington, D.C. residents that say they do not like the occupation that's going on right now with the National Guard. Yes, we need to have safety in urban environments. We've talked about the homelessness problem in downtown Pittsburgh. We've talked about the shootings in downtown Pittsburgh. That has to be cleaned up. But we have free will. And unfortunately, God gives us free will. And free will means that people are free to do evil. You're never going to be able to completely eliminate that. Just the same, when you're going after crime, there's always going to be an element that's going to be there. And if you're looking for absolute safety with a heavy hand, you're going to give up some freedom. And once you start giving up that freedom, how far does it go? This is something that our founding fathers, all the way back to the Federalist Papers, talked about, that balance of individual liberty with what a government should and should not be doing. And again, these are people that, you know, will claim states' rights when it comes to certain aspects of adjudicating law or certain policies. And then when it comes to this, when it's not impacting them directly, they take a very different view of it. I think there's a level of hypocrisy that is just resonating when it comes to how Washington, D.C. is being talked about, Chicago is being talked about, Baltimore is being talked about, and how we talk about the role of the federal government, particularly since January 2025.
We're with Lenny McAllister. Also want to talk to you about John Bolton.
We can do that too.
Former national security advisor whose home was raided by the FBI. Claims from him and his supporters that this is retribution, even though he used to work for Donald Trump. That's coming up on the Big K Morning Show. 8:19 from the KDK Radio News Desk. Let's look ahead at the 8:30 newscast with Paul Rasmussen.
Thank you, Larry. Aliquippa's mayor is reacting to Saturday's bus accident with nearly two dozen people injured. You'll hear what Dwan Walker told us this morning. Coming up in 12 minutes on the Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister. And Lenny, I want to ask you about John Bolton in our next segment coming up. And right now it's time for Trending with T.
Yeah. Can I get some music? Something. What's happening?
Tamara Rush.
Yes.
In studio. Lenny, do you know Tamara?
I think we have interacted previously.
Crossed paths before.
Yes.
What's trending, T?
Southwest. If you're plus size,
oh,
you know what? You have to buy two seats.
Can't believe you brought this up today. Somebody mentioned it to me last night. Actually, my son goes, hey, Dad, here's a story for you. It's what's trending.
That's what's trending.
Explain what's going on.
They're saying you have to purchase two seats. If you're plus size and you don't sit comfortably in the seat, you have to purchase another seat. But they're giving you an option that after you purchase the seat, you could submit kind of like a ticket to be refunded for the seat. So, I don't get it. Either you're paying or you're not.
Right.
But
and what is the determining factor?
I don't know.
Like, who decides, okay, you're big enough to require two seats?
Well, they're saying if you don't feel, if you're not comfortable in a seat.
Well at Southwest, you might not be comfortable at all. I mean, if this was Spirit Airlines, everybody would have to pay for two seats, but we won't go into Spirit Airlines.
Don't talk about Spirit Airlines.
Well, you know what? They're in financial distress, Spirit.
Again, and then, and again, and again. They just filed for bankruptcy, 2 years ago?
Yeah, they were hoping to get a merger deal with JetBlue. Didn't go through, or Frontier Airlines. But back to Southwest, I think January they're going to start with the seating like all the other airlines instead of the cattle call.
Yes. I mean, with I'm conflicted because that's what made Southwest Southwest. That's the difference, that you can sit anywhere you like.
And I got to fly tomorrow, and I was working on my roller derby elbow on the way to the front. So I don't want this. I was actually getting good at that.
Are you flying Southwest?
I am.
See?
So, but you, there's a cheat code, you know, show up on time. And when you check in 24 hours in advance,
yes,
the second the clock ticks, the faster you get in, the better position you have, or you can pay for an upgrade. Yada, yeah, yada.
But you don't have a problem.
Or you can use your roller derby elbows. And.
But Lenny, full disclosure, for those that don't know you or seen you physically,
you're fit.
You don't need two seats.
You're physically fit.
That's true.
Yeah, so
I'm
you don't
curious,
have to worry, but
what is the determining factor?
They just said beginning, Southwest is ending its longstanding customer upsize policy that allow plus size travelers to secure extra seating without upfront costs. Beginning January 27th, passengers who cannot fit comfortably within one seat will be required to purchase an additional seat in advance, with refunds only granted under stricter conditions, according to the new policy. This is a significant change to a popular policy that allowed larger travelers to book two seats for the price of one. This shift marks a dramatic reversal for the carrier, which had been praised for inclusivity and for offering one of the most accommodating policies for larger passengers in the U.S.
The question becomes, when?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, It's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Does the lawsuit happen?
Yes.
With this? Because this is going to somebody's going to sue it and say it's discriminatory.
Says, under the new rules, passengers must buy two seats at the time of booking. If they cannot fit within the boundaries of the armrest of one seat, refunds will only be considered if the flight is not sold out. The seats are in the same care class, and the refund request is submitted within 90 days of travel.
Okay.
I guess.
Here we go. You're right.
You'd have to determine if you're too big or not, I'm guessing. I'm just saying.
You have
right?
to determine you have, it. You're going to have to get the refund, which means that they're getting an interest-free loan from you until you determine whether or not you want to go fight for that second ticket.
Exactly. How about this?
Exactly, Lenny.
How about if you cannot fit in the seatbelt, you need one of those extenders, then that makes the determination. Just saying.
That's just saying. Well you see. Know. One would know, but one would. I'm not going there.
What else is going on?
Deion Sanders.
Oh, boy. His two sons, Shiloh.
Go ahead. But that's not what I was talking about, but we can go.
Shiloh and Shador.
Shador.
Shador is the quarterback in Cleveland. And Shiloh had got booted off the team from the Buccaneers for taking a swing.
Yeah. I wasn't going to talk about that because I could go into detail because I watched that. But anyway, he's teamed up with Depends. Depends.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember that? He said that he's not ashamed of it. He partnered with Depends. Well, so he says, this is what he says. I wasn't joking. I truly depend on Depend, Sandra says on Instagram. He says, ain't no shame in taking care of yourself. No shame in getting health screenings. And there certainly ain't no shame in needing added protection or using Depend to stay in the game. That's not weakness. That's winning.
Well, it's winning. And it's also Deion Sanders is Deion Sanders. That's been marketing himself since 1989 at the NFL draft. He is, but also people forget this. He's missing a toe. He's going through some serious health issues. Mm-hmm. So when you know how to market yourself and you've already gone through some stuff, you have some perspective and you say, why not make a little money and bring some awareness at the same exact time? Kudos to him for doing that, actually.
Yeah. Well, for those that don't know, battled bladder cancer. So
yes.
They had to remove his bladder and create a new one. And there can be problems because of that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, he already said before that he was going to have a porta potty on the sideline.
Yep.
I mean, he wasn't joking when he said that. I mean, something is seriously happening that he feels as though that's something that's needed. He's definitely not going to give up coaching football. We know that. But
well,
you make it work.
Family seems to be in the news one way or another.
Oh, my goodness. It was back to back. My goodness.
Apparently, Shador didn't have a great game. Preseason game, Shiloh got
neither
booted.
Did.
Yeah, I mean,
Shiloh didn't have a great one either. But hey, there you go. But there's something good. It depends on which way you take it.
Oh wow! What a bump!
There it is. Thank you, T.
You're welcome.
To Myra Rush, that's what's trending. It's in for the Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Larry Richard with Lenny McAllister in studio with me every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour. Lenny, before we get into John Bolton and the FBI raid on his home, I want to ask you a simple question. Define woke.
Woke is the essence or the awareness of injustice around you. Now, I think many people have taken that term and twisted it to meaning that it's only racial and it's only for African Americans or it's only for people of an alternative lifestyle. But if you're awake to injustice around you, it's injustice for anybody. It's the same thing I often say about DEI, and woke and DEI are usually amalgamated together. If you're talking about diversity, diversity means the biracial kid just as much as it means the dark-skinned African-American girl, just as much as it means, you know, Sydney Sweeney, just as much as it means the tall, good-looking blonde kid that plays basketball. It means everybody. Inclusion does not mean just the African-American scholar at Seton LaSalle High School. It means the blonde kid that's doing well at Central Catholic or doing well at Penn Hills High School or any place else. It's inclusion. Unfortunately, what we've done with DEI and with woke, we've basically changed its definition to only mean including or being aware of certain people, which others have taken as meaning vilifying others, which has created this us versus them versus this awakened state, this woke state of being aware of injustice towards anybody and everybody in the United States.
But it's become a trigger word, and it's been misused multiple times daily.
Yes.
On the national, state, local. You can even hear it when someone says the word, disdain for the word.
And it's done in a way because, number one, it's now taken on, in essence, where we're vilifying some. If you and I are talking and I say that I'm woke, I can either mean that I'm aware of injustice around us, including any injustice against you, Larry, or I can take it as I'm woke and I'm going to vilify you as a white man. That means that we have to be enemies. And anybody that's watched this broadcast or listened to us over the year that we've been on, obviously know that's not the case. It really depends on how we want to take the definition of woke, aware, inclusion, diversity, and justice for all, if we're going to vilify and create division or if we're going to bring people together. Now, unfortunately, there are some people that are really good at dividing folks, and so they're taking those terms to continue that mission.
Why the attack on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, when that seems to be what many have worked decades to build up? Why is that happening?
One answer that people generally don't give, Larry, is the fact that there have been a segment of Americans in rural America and exurb America that have been left behind for years. NAFTA left them behind in the 1990s. They've been called flyover country, which has also been used to indirectly mean forget about country. They have been ridiculed in regards to their values. Again, President Obama came to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania in 2008 as a presidential candidate and said, well, you know, when people get scared about the economy, they cling to their guns and their religion. There's nothing wrong with clinging to the First Amendment of the United States, freedom of religion, and the Second Amendment, you know, the right to bear arms. But if you're castigating that as a sign of not being cultured enough or not being one of the elite, it's very easy for those people to be felt as though they've been set aside. And so when you find another term that people feel as though set them aside even further, it's not a surprise that they would fight back, which is why, again, there needs to be a reclaiming of what DEI, inclusion, diversity, what they mean, to, again, talk about that melting pot of America, which is a term that we just don't use anymore. We don't talk about melting pot. We talk about us versus them. We talk about silos.
Vice President J.D. Vance is defending the FBI's raid on the home of very outspoken Trump critic. CBS's Lisa Kenyon has the story.
The FBI raided the home of former National Security Advisor John Bolton early Friday morning. Reports indicate the FBI was in search of classified documents. On NBC, Vice President Vance denied this was retaliation against Bolton, who served during the first Trump administration.
Classified documents are certainly part of it, but I think that there's a broad concern about Ambassador Bolton. They're going to look into it.
Bolton, who was not at home during the raid at his Maryland home, told the AP in January, quote, "Anybody who ever disagrees with Trump has to worry about retribution." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
This seems rather obvious because, as J.D. Vance or Donald Trump would say, look at what they did to me. I'm just an eye for an eye, basically, is what this is. And he was on his team at one point.
And the former president, and he's going after Chris Christie now as well. There are reports that he's trying to open up an investigation in regards to Bridgegate, something that 5 years ago President Trump, while in office, said that he congratulated him for getting over this scam prosecution and investigation that a previous administration had put him through. President Trump on the campaign trail literally said, "I will be your retribution." So when people see things that seem to have a hint of retribution to it, and they said, no, that's not it. There's a quote that's sitting out there where he says, "I will be your retribution." There's an essence throughout everything that's happened over the last 10 years that is very much to your point, Larry, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Now, for those that say, well, you know, that's in the Bible, that's in the Old Testament. The New Testament's about grace. And again, there's a lot of Christian conservatives that seem to cleave to the first half of the book and not the second half of the book, when we're all supposed to have faith based on what happened in the second half of the book. And that's supposed to guide how we adjudicate ourselves with the law, how we deal with our politics and our policy, and how we deal with each other. And yet, this administration and the tone that we're taking collectively as a country, and it happens on both sides, but right now we have one party in power. It seems to be more driven by principles that we claim that we put behind us over 2,000 years ago.
Some final thoughts with Lenny McAllister.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.